Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
The officiating in the national championship game the other night was as bad as I have ever seen in a national championship game. I thought it was horrendous. And not only in the national championship game, I thought the officiating throughout the NCAA tournament was awful. Inconsistent, terrible. For those guys supposedly being the best of the best, they weren't. You have replay to go look at two crucial missed calls, and you still get the call wrong. Then why even have replay? If you can't use replay to help you get the call right, then why even have instant replay?
There's radio host Kenny Rhoda, who wasn't happy with the reference to the referees the other day in the final game of the NCAA basketball tournament. Duke defeated Wisconsin, but as many of you know, there was a lot of hoo-ha about that. Duke winning the title, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, and welcome to the overview of the Talk Radio world for this past week, the week ending Friday, April the 10th. So in the next hour, we're going to review all the top 10 talk hits in talk radio. News talk radio is determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com. Pretty much the most respected publication in the talk radio industry, monitors the talk radio programs and the hosts and the stations all across America to determine this list. So, as we count down from number 10 to number 1 in this hour, the Duke title at the NCAA and other things in the world of sports talk radio come in at number 10.
Number 9.
Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, confidant to President Obama, won the runoff election this past week. Host Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder talked to political analyst Paul Lisnek, who says that Emanuel's win in the runoff in Chicago shouldn't have been a surprise to anybody.
Really, when you look at it now, but no major surprises, were there?
Oh, no, not according to the... Well, if you're talking about the mayor's race, no. The polls were pretty clear about it. There's always that, you know, you had, as Commissioner Garcia said all day long, that Latinos are not polled very accurately, that, you know, young people were not being reached on their cell phones, and he was going to do very well with them. So he had the standard kinds of things he needed to say on election day and the day before, but in the end, the numbers were essentially what the Trib said they would be.
Well, closer than anyone expected at the very beginning of this, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you also had, you know, a lot of undecideds. You know, you shifted into this runoff situation. Think about it. Over half the voters out there were not prepared to give Rahm his second term, right, in February. And so he had to work his way back. And yeah, that's why we saw a couple of those, I know you hate me, but I'm a nice guy commercials. And I've learned my lesson. And he even made a comment about that last night. So apparently we are in for 4 more years of a warm and fuzzier
sure.
Rahm Emanuel.
Sure. From an outsider's perspective, when you look at what Chuy Garcia pulled off, and he did a pretty nice job, he got 44% of the vote, and let's be honest, a lot of people didn't even know who he was 6 months ago, but all of a sudden he got 44% of the vote. Really, he had no real discernible plan, did he? Anytime he was questioned about what he was going to do about certain things, it was all very vague and gray.
Well, you know, I think the biggest problem Garcia had, look, I think the city was hungry for a replacement mayor. I do. But this wasn't going to be the guy to do it. And he might have been if on day one he would have said, you know, look, here's the problem. We need to fix this financial mess and then give us the suggestions of how to do it. The other problem, of course, was money, because Emanuel had millions upon millions to define Garcia on air before Garcia could define himself. And so you saw all these commercials right up until through Election Day, which basically had past Garcia quotes when he's saying, oh, I can't tell you now how I'm going to fix it. And you had the Emanuel ads basically saying, is this really what you want? When, of course, Garcia was trying to paint the image to be, it's about violence, it's about school closings. And yet he didn't have the money to get that message out enough. And, of course, and Emanuel did very well among the African-American vote. So I'm guessing a primary answer here is that Emanuel defined the election terms and defined Garcia before Garcia could really do it himself.
Number eight this week on the countdown, they focus on Russia and the allegations that they hacked into systems at the White House. Here's Talk Host John Howell with cybersecurity expert Fred Kate. They discuss these allegations. The Russians hacked into the White House.
I'm nervous because I learned just yesterday that the Russians apparently have hacked into the White House. Do you buy this? And what you're hearing, do you think it's accurate?
Yeah, I do buy it. Needless to say, the White House isn't confirming anything now. But what we've known is for months, way back into October, that there were foreign nationals in the State Department computers. What it now appears is that they used their State Department access to jump into the White House system. Fortunately, not the classified system, but nevertheless the system that maintains very sensitive information, including the president's travel schedule.
Yeah, that's what we all dialed down on, the fact that in real time, they were learning about the presidential, you know, schedule for the day. I worry more about credit card information and financials and bank statements and things like that. I think the world will not end with a bang, but with a whimper when our ATMs shut down and our cell phones go dark. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think you're right to worry about that. And whether that's a whimper or a bang, I suspect if the cell phone, if the ATM network and the credit card network goes down, it's going to be a bang of its own type. But it does suggest how really broad the cyber threat is, so that we're worried about nation states stealing secrets, and we're also worried about criminals who are stealing our credit card and financial information and using it in ways that hurts us.
While we're talking about that, the best thing to do, if you want to be a true patriot, is to change your username and password regularly.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, although this is such a big issue, we often feel so powerless, but there are a lot of things that we as individuals can do, and one of them is use decent security ourselves. Use a good password, change that password, don't share it with your friends, and don't use the same password across all of your accounts.
That makes pretty good sense, doesn't it? 888-302-3684. Here, a quick comment about some of the things we're talking about here. Help yourself to that. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. And there are always ways to come. If you want to go to Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, you'll see some comments, and perhaps we'll hear some of them as well regarding some of the items that are in the top 10 list. Number 7 will be up next. A stand by or sit by or be by. It's a handy thing, this list. And it's good for you that are those of you who are followers of fashion here to know what really the hot hits are. So we have that information as we continue in this hour of our weekly talk radio countdown show.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at beautifully distressed click strand bamboo. It's easy to install, and now it's $229. That's about half what you'll pay at other stores. Plus, 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This year, state tax revenue losses resulting from interstate tobacco smuggling could reach over $5 billion. Rich Marianos, a retired ATF agent who now speaks out about the issue at thenewtobaccoroad.com, is encouraging legislators to address the issue.
Cigarette smuggling is no longer a mom-and-pop operation. Instead, it's growing into a sophisticated criminal industry with direct ties to gang activity, organized crime, and even terrorism. Smuggled cigarettes are the new currency of organized crime, with profits often greater than those from other illicit activities. If you're driving on the interstate highways and you pass a tractor-trailer truck, or even a box truck, there's a real chance that its cargo is contraband cigarettes.
What's the solution?
The first step to addressing the problem is to make tobacco trafficking more painful than a parking ticket. The states of Virginia and Rhode Island have already passed laws to make cigarette smuggling a felony. Other states are also looking at new laws and penalties.
For more information, visit thenewtobaccoroad.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Distracted driving is a persistent problem on America's roadways. Just ask Allstate's Executive Vice President of Product Operations, Steve Sorensen.
We know that about 1 in 6 accidents involves distracted driving, and it causes over 3,000 fatalities and about 400,000 injuries in the course of a year.
Allstate is working to change that through the Reality Rides national campaign.
Reality Rides is a tour where we are trying to educate customers and drivers on the dangers of distracted driving.
The star of the tour is a real but stationary vehicle that simulates what can happen when drivers attempt to text, talk on the phone, or engage in other distracting activities. One simulator participant, Amy Hirth, describes the experience as a true eye-opener.
I think a lot of people have their phone easily accessible in the car and don't think twice before picking up a phone or a text, but it was actually a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be.
Reality Ride debuts at the Denver Auto Show on April 8th. Find out if the tour will stop in a town near you at facebook.com/xthetxt.
Number seven item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown show focuses on ISIS and the continuing violence, the horror of anything that's connected to this group. Here's host Tony Katz talking about the latest round of news on the violence that's being perpetrated by ISIS.
This is from the Independent UK. That ISIS has reportedly begun beheading captives after taking over the majority of a large Palestinian refugee camp in Syria. UN officials said scenes on the ground in the Yarmouk camp, just south of Damascus, were beyond inhumane. According to an update over the weekend from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, attackers killed 9 members of the Palestinian militant group, which defends the camp, and then they captured and beheaded 2 of them. They're also accused the Syrian government of dropping several barrel bombs on the camp since Sunday as they attempted to repel ISIS. Chris Gunness, this is where it got interesting, a spokesman for the UN agency that supports Palestinian refugees, said last night that the agency has not been able to send any food or convoys into the camp since the fighting started. The UN says there's about 18,000 civilians in the camp, including a large number of children. Just 93 have been evacuated so far. It's beyond inhumane. Why hasn't the UN made any declarations about this, about ISIS, about what's happening to the Palestinian people from ISIS? One of the observations that was made is there's no way to pin it on Israel. You have ISIS attacking Palestinians, and you can't blame Israel in any way, so therefore the UN doesn't do too much about it. How much more do you need to know about ISIS and how disgusting and evil they are?
Well, there's an overview here that needs perhaps to hit the light of day. For those of you who didn't hear the story this week of ISIS storming a camp, this group hasn't really gotten into this area. They went into Damascus. Palestinian officials, Syrian activists said that they were working with rivals from Al-Qaeda, the group in their affiliate, at least in Syria. Recent reports suggested the two groups have fought battles against each other in the various parts of Syria were clashing. And to understand, most Americans, especially if you haven't been there, don't understand the living conditions, don't understand what it's like. We can read it, but do you really understand? Do you get at its heart and soul what kind of horror, what kind of terror these people and the fighting that they're doing against what? They're bludgeoning so many different people, so many different groups. The physical reality of the people who have been driven out of various places all around. I was looking at a picture, the refugee camp in Damascus and the kinds of things that have gone on there this winter, for example. Woof. All right, Talk Radio Countdown, 21 after the hour, number 6 up next.
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six
on our countdown, our review, the hot hits in talk radio, is a focus on what happened in Boston, the verdict in the Marathon bomber trial, and then the upcoming penalty phase, discussions about that, whether he ought to get the death penalty or not. Is he a candidate for life in prison? What do you think should happen? That's something that's gotten a lot of, man, talking about social media buzzing with this conversation. Here's talk host Jeff Kuhner.
Guilty, guilty, guilty on all counts. In stunning, dramatic fashion, the jury finally ended its deliberation on the trial of Dzhokhar Flashbang Tsarnaev, the Joker, the sexy terrorist, and delivered its unanimous verdict on all 30 counts. Flashbang was found guilty. Guilty to commit conspiracy in a terrorist, to commit a terrorist act. Guilty using weapons of mass destruction. Guilty, guilty, guilty. And I got to tell you, my friends, I wanted him to get 30 out of 30. My fear was that the jury, maybe on one or two counts, would desperately try to give him some kind of consolation, some kind of small victory for the defense. But instead, it was absolutely unanimous. 17 of the 30 counts carry the possibility of the death penalty. And so now, after the trial phase has now been completed, next week we move into the penalty phase. And for several weeks, the prosecution is going to make the case that Flashbang deserves death for what he did. The defense, which has apparently a superstar legal team, by the way, paid for by you and I, the taxpayers, but let that go, is now going to be desperately trying to save Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, Flashbang's life. And they are going to try to plead to the jury, play to their sympathies, play to their conscience, play to their emotions, that he get what he wants, which is life in prison. Because as his lawyers have admitted, Flashbang can kill others. Flashbang can maim others. Flashbang can cripple others. Flashbang can brag about being a jihadist and a mujahideen and a holy warrior. But Flashbang doesn't seem to want to die like a mujahideen and a holy warrior. I got to say this, my friends. A couple days ago, I was at my local barbershop, whatever, hairstylist. And I'm getting my $15 haircut, Supercuts. I'm at Supercuts. And everybody there was talking, obviously, about the trial. Then the jury was still deliberating, the jury deliberations. And these were 20-something, maybe early 30-something women. All of them. All of the hairstylists were women. And except for myself, all of the clients were women. To every lady in the room, to every woman in the room, all of them, I swear, I didn't say a word. I'm just getting my hair cut. So let me just observe here, not only how I was shocked by how deep and intense the passions were, all of them wanted the death penalty. In fact, all of them were saying this whole trial has been a charade. It's gone on way too long. It's costing us way too much money. This is outrageous how they've dragged this thing out. And now, after everything this barbarian, this animal, this savage did to the people of Boston, to the people of Massachusetts, to the people of America, now he gets to plead and beg for his life with a five-star legal team?
Number five will be up next in the next half hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Here, our brief overview, when I say brief, because a lot of times these items will take a whole hour up in a conventional talk radio program. These are the stories that are making it this week in the chart from April 6th to April 10th at number 10. The Major League Baseball season getting underway and Duke winning the fabulous NCAA title. I say that with tongue in cheek. Rahm Emanuel winning in Chicago is number 9. The hacking allegations against the Russians from the White House, number 8. The violence from ISIS, number 7. The California drought and the verdict of Mr. Sarnaev are in the number 6 position. So now let us move forward to number 5.
Number 5.
The number 5 shot is to focus on what's going on in the presidential political world. And here's talk host Joe Riley talking with pollster John Zogby about whether it's shaping up to be a Bush-Clinton race.
Is it going to be an eventual Jeb and Hillary run? What are the polls saying?
Well, I mean, right now those are the two front runners, but really nothing is inevitable. I think particularly on the Republican side, it's wide open. I think if you go with history, it points to Jeb Bush. Generally, the most moderate, you know, the heir apparent candidate wins on the Republican side. On the Democratic side, got to watch that one carefully. You know, Hillary is kind of running against herself at the moment and doing okay, but you know, there's a long way to go, and she has to withstand a pretty tough barrage.
Jeb Bush, really? I'm not feeling a lot of support like locally for that, but does he really have a shot?
You know, good question. You have to ask yourself, if he is indeed the front runner, then even with so many candidates in the race, why is he polling 12-13%, maybe sometimes 18%? You know, front runners are front runners. I mean, they should be dominating the field. He most certainly is not dominating the field, no.
Okay. Let's talk about the front runner with Hillary. Is anybody going to run against her? Because it seems like kind of pointless, a waste of time for anybody who would run against her.
Well, you know, I would not underestimate Martin O'Malley, the governor of former governor of Maryland, former mayor of Baltimore. Seems to be a good candidate, but he also could be a stalking horse as well.
Okay.
I think in the course of the year, if you see Hillary flagging, seeing your numbers going down, seeing maybe somebody like O'Malley or Elizabeth Warren having her numbers go up, then look for a heavyweight maybe to get into the race. And a heavyweight could be, I mean, somebody like a John Kerry, for example, who's run before, done very well before, and, you know, may or may not, we'll have to see, have a good record as Secretary of State.
Okay. Rand Paul, does he have a shot?
Yeah, he does. Long shot. But he does have a shot. His problem is that he has been perceived, as like his father, as a purist, as a libertarian. And that's a growing element in American politics. You see him now trying to broaden his base to go to social conservatives and to military hawks. That may help him get some social conservatives or cut into Ted Cruz. Problem for him is when he does that, he loses the Paul brand, which is one of authenticity and pure libertarianism. And so he's running a risk by doing that.
Number four
item on the countdown, the Rolling Stone magazine rape story and the continuing backlash. Earlier in the week on Good Day, I talked to Jan Langbein, who is an activist to end violence against women, about the Rolling Stone story, discredited as it is. This is a, if you're not familiar with it, it's about a rape at the University of Virginia, a fraternity house, the accusations against the fraternity, et cetera, et cetera. Magazine has become the story rather than the issue of violence against women.
You know, I think over the last couple of days, the story has sort of switched from sexual assault on college campuses or violence against women to journalism ethics. Mm-hmm. And so I hope we can keep our eye on the ball on this. I hope that, you know, this doesn't encourage victims or discourage victims from coming forward and reporting the sexual assault that they experience.
Ms. Langbein, do the television shows that we see repeatedly, like Law & Order SVU, for example, those are almost every week about rape. Does this dull the senses of people and their outrage, this sort of thing, the continuing portrayal of the problem, or does it help in bringing it to public
attention? I don't think so. I think the more we talk about it, the better it is. I think the more we talk about it in a positive light, you know, that there is help and there is hope. SUV is a little bit naive in that, you know, they typically solve it in an hour, where these types of sexual assaults are a lifetime and possibly never are solved, perhaps, and certainly the majority of them are never prosecuted. You know, there is no accountability for these rapists. And when there is no accountability, we find that it will happen again.
So what do we do to fix the finally, what's the solution from your perspective, running the organization that you do, seeing the problem as up close and personally as you do? What does fix this?
Right. No, I think it takes a societal paradigm shift, that we stop blaming the victim or the reporter or the whatever, but we call it what it is. Gang rape is vile and evil and against the law. If in fact that happened, you know, they say that 98% of outcries are true, that only 2% are false allegations. I don't want to ruin any boy's life, any kid's life, but I think there seems to be a rape culture out there that if you can do it, then get away with it, you do it.
Number three, the controversy about this police officer in South Carolina killing yet another black victim, whether the victim word needs to be used or not, I guess maintains this whole focus on police relations with black individuals one way or another. Here's talk host Greg Fry with legal analyst Andrew Cohen. They discuss how the shooter in this case, who is now a former police officer, can possibly get a fair trial since everybody has seen the video of him shooting Walter Scott.
How does anybody in any way put this case and have it somehow happen in a a reasonable way in a courtroom when this video has been seen by almost everybody or has been shown on almost every news program in America?
Well, I mean, if you're a prosecutor, you play the video, right? And you say, this is the evidence. This shows that this police officer did not or should not have had any sort of reasonable belief that at the time he fired his weapon, he was in danger. The guy was running away 15 to 20 feet. You show the video for what appears to be tampering with a crime scene on the part of the police officer. And if you're the defense, you hope you don't get to trial. You hope that you're able to reach a plea deal with prosecutors that generate some amount of prison time, but not the length of time that you would find in a murder conviction.
All these incidents that have occurred, and some with body cameras, some where we don't have any evidence as to what's happened at the scene, but these incidents with law enforcement, Eric Garner, Michael Brown, that have come up in the news, what do you see as kind of the overall big picture, kind of 10,000-foot view of all of these incidents for long-term effects on the legal system and law enforcement?
Sure. I think that all of these recent deaths have generated a great deal of public interest, and I think people are more aware who haven't been before, not just about the number of police shootings, especially of unarmed black men, but how the protocols work on the police forces and how hard it is to change the use of force guidelines that the police operate under. There have been dozens of state initiatives to bring body cameras into the equation, right? There have been state measures designed to reduce the standards for use of force so that police officers who, violate them are more severely punished. I mean, there is a public awareness now here in April of 2015 that certainly didn't exist in April of 2014. Whether that momentum is sustained, whether these reforms actually become law that last 5 or 10 or 15 years, and more importantly, whether these reforms change the way police act, is an open question we probably won't know the answer to for 5 years.
All right, so that's number three, and that's certainly, that conversation is not going away for sure. The dash camera video shows the encounter, and it doesn't look good for the police officer, but a lot of these don't look good for the police officers. It's just, why do we have so much of this going on now? Is it the news media unfairly focusing on the police? Or is the fact that the police are not run well, are not trained well, is that what's bringing this to the surface? Questions with answers and comments that are likely for now and for the next, the foreseeable future, frankly. We'll move on, though, to number two in just a moment here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at Gorgeous Hand-Scraped Bamboo, it's durable, beautifully textured, and now it's $179. That's 40% off our already low price. Plus, 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This year, state tax revenue losses resulting from interstate tobacco smuggling could reach over $5 billion. Rich Marianos, a retired ATF agent who now speaks out about the issue at thenewtobaccoroad.com, is encouraging legislators to address the issue.
Cigarette smuggling is no longer a mom-and-pop operation. Instead, it's growing into a sophisticated criminal industry with direct ties to gang activity, organized crime, and even terrorism. Smuggled cigarettes are the new currency of organized crime, with profits often greater than those from other illicit activities. If you're driving on the interstate highways and you pass a tractor-trailer truck, or even a box truck, there's a real chance that its cargo is contraband cigarettes.
What's the solution?
The first step to addressing the problem is to make tobacco trafficking more painful than a parking ticket. The states of Virginia and Rhode Island have already passed laws to make cigarette smuggling a felony. Other states are also looking at new laws and penalties.
For more information, visit thenewtobaccoroad.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Number two.
At number two, the continuing conversation about the Religious Freedom Acts in the various states around the country that have passed them or are thinking about passing them or moving into a thought pattern of what the difference is between the state issue and the federal issue. Here's host Dave Ross talking about Indiana changing the Religious Freedom Act that had heretofore been passed and signed by the governor.
Back to Indiana, where the governor has done what appears to be a complete 180. When Governor Mike Pence of Indiana signed the state's Religious Freedom Act last week, the idea was to protect businesses like Memories Pizza in the little town of Walkerton.
If a gay couple was to come in, like say they wanted us to provide them pizzas for a wedding, we would have to say no. We're not discriminating against anyone. It's just that's our belief. And everybody has the right to believe anything.
That's Crystal O'Connor, whose family runs the business, and who says she would never turn away anyone for being gay. It's just that, as a Christian, she couldn't bring herself to cater a gay wedding. And even though she'd never actually been asked to cater a gay wedding, thousands of people immediately went on Yelp.com to post often nasty and even threatening comments, along with one-star ratings, to the point that Memories Pizza had to temporarily close down. It all went viral, a bunch of worried corporations got on board, and then yesterday, as if by magic, the legislature presented the governor with a revised bill that is still called the Religious Freedom Act, except now it expressly states that religion may not be used by any private business as an excuse for refusing to serve somebody on the basis of race, color, religion, ancestry, age, national origin, disability, sex, sexual orientation, or gender identity. And so, a law that was intended to allow businesses to invoke religion as a defense in a lawsuit now expressly states they cannot use religion as a defense in any lawsuit over a gay wedding, among other things. Just one little catch. Under Indiana civil rights law, there would be no such lawsuit because in Indiana, gay people can't sue for discrimination. So, Memories Pizza can still say no. Especially since a GoFundMe page started by their supporters in a little over a day has raised about $500,000. In America's digital clickocracy, the same social media that closes you down can, at the same time, make you rich.
It's an interesting observation. I think that number is up to about 800,000. The last time I checked, interesting that these people that run the pizza place have appeared on a number of national programs. I think they were on with Glenn Beck, and certainly it's been a focus of Sean Hannity. It's been a focus of pretty much everybody's conversation. Here's the number. Number raised so far in the crowd fund is $842,387 as of the end of the week. 29,160 people have given donations. That surpassed the goal of 200,000. So pizza-centered pandemonium in Indiana, and the gay lifestyle, lesbian lifestyle, transgender lifestyle, bisexual lifestyle, blah, blah, on it goes, that controversy. 51 after on this week's Countdown Show.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one
issue this week. Yes, this is not a surprise. The situation with the negotiations, Iran versus the rest of the world when it comes to their nuclear possibilities. Here's host Bill Handel talking about what Iran has actually agreed to, as opposed to what many of our politicians and the news media says they have agreed to.
What exactly has Iran agreed to? Well, according to what has been released by the White House, I got to tell you, they've given up a lot. And Netanyahu, and I don't quite understand where he's going, other than a general philosophy of we have to shut down everything nuke that Iran has and effectively put so many sanctions on Iran that it gives up everything in terms of its nuclear capabilities, probably including the ability to even have nukes for energy, and we do that or the economy of the country simply collapses. Okay, that's his view on it. So what exactly has Iran agreed to? Reduce two-thirds of its installed centrifuges from 19,000 to 6,000 installed under the deal. Centrifuges are... you take uranium and you enrich it, and the enrichment over 3.67, which they've agreed to for at least 15 years, cannot be used for weapons grade at all. It has to be in the 90%. Also, the 6,000 centrifuges will be first generation centrifuges, and agreed to reduce its stockpile of low enriched uranium again, 3.67%. Everything will be monitored. There will be no new facilities built for the purpose of enriching uranium for 15 years. And the big one is the breakout time. How long would it take for Iran to acquire fissile material for one weapon? It has gone under this deal from 2 to 3 months to a year. Now, it at first glance, okay, what's the big deal from 2 to 3 months to a year? Well, the only way they're going to be able to do that, to create the material necessary for the bomb, is they're going to have to abrogate this agreement completely. And the president said, hey, they abrogate the agreement, those sanctions come right back and they come slamming down like a wall. And now what does Iran do? They're back to square one. They stop selling oil on the world market again. They can't buy. We use our power to make sure, to the extent we can, no one sells to Iran.
All right, here's radio host Steve Scott talking to foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk about the deal that we're focused in on, the deal with Iran, how it affects our relationship with other countries like Israel.
Let's start with Israel. We know relations are strained between President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu. Does this just make things worse?
Well, yes, it does, Steve. There have been strained relations between the U.S. and Israel. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke with the Israeli cabinet and said that the cabinet is united in strongly opposing the proposed deal, that it would not block Iran's path to the bomb. It paves the path to the bomb. Other world leaders also involved signed off on the negotiations. The UK, France, China, Russia, and Germany, but a lot of the details will be worked out in the next few months.
I wonder why you mention all those other major nations, the UK, France, Germany, et al. They all signed off on this. Why does it seem to be President Obama and the United States getting most of the flack for this deal?
That's because the Iran nuclear deal has implications for U.S. relations in the Middle East, in the Arabian Peninsula, and in Africa, because whether it succeeds or fails, which is the interesting point, it puts the U.S. squarely in the middle of the Sunni versus Shia and Iran versus Saudi Arabia proxy wars in Yemen, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and all of that threatens Israel's security and many believe may involve an arms race in the Middle East.
So let's review, as the poll at DougStephan.com suggests, the top 10 radio topics of the week. Which one is the most important one to you? Would you tell us? Go to DougStephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com. Is it the number one item we just discussed, Iran and the nuclear negotiations going on? Number two, the Religious Freedom Act. Number three, the police killing in South Carolina. Number four, the Rolling Stone story. Continuing, number five, the presidential prospects for various candidates. Number six, the verdict of the Boston Marathon bomber. ISIS violence is next on the list. Number eight, the Russian hacking. Number nine, Rahm Emanuel wins the election in Chicago. And number 10, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio. You tell us what you think. That's normally what goes on here. So we've overviewed the top 10. Big stuff, big doings here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan. Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Liberty Rules on Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean, GCN.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one issue this week, I guess this is not a surprise, the situation with the negotiations.